This is 4 Semiconductor Cafe.
Today we will talk about a potential supply chain issue. We hope not to face it, but it is important for you to be aware of. If China decided to invade Taiwan, this could cause a significant impact for the global semiconductor industry. According to the article from Zachary Collier, Assistant Professor of Management, Radford University, semiconductors are the foundation of modern life, enabling everything from our phones to the energy grid. But increased offshore demand for semiconductors, accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, has resulted in a global shortage, affecting virtually every industry. Some predict that the chip shortage will continue into 2023. On top of an already stressed supply chain, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has led to new concerns for the semiconductor industry, both because Ukraine produces over half of the world's supply of neon gas, which is used in the production of chip, and because of the precedent that it sets for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan. The Russia-Ukraine conflict has caused understandable concern among residents of Taiwan that China may attempt a similar invasion. The impact of these changes would be felt around the world. If China invaded Taiwan, it would be able to take control of the semiconductor supply in the world. The economy and national security. While the United States was in a perilous situation, is the global leader in semiconductor design. Only around 12% of chip manufacturing capacity is domestic, the bulk of that capacity is now in Asia. More companies are going fabless, meaning that they focus only on designing chips, and then outsource the manufacturing to large fabrication facilities called foundries, leading to increased reliance on foreign suppliers. The leading foundry, TSMC in Taiwan, accounts for over 50% of the market share of global chip manufacturing, leading some to call TSMC the firm that makes the world's tech run and the world's most important company.
Hope you found this information useful, and looking to see you in our next episode.
Adios, pampa mio.
Y su servidor Carlos Hunda, Roger Moreira, Juan Barrera y Pavel Navarrete.